Hey, I'm Herb Warple. We're here at the 2023 AHR Expo. We're with Doug Bauer. Doug is the Director of Applied Sales for LG Electronics USA. He has 20 years of experience in a multitude of roles, ranging from HVAC sales to product management and marketing. Prior to joining LG nearly 5 years ago, he served in multiple roles at SPX Cooling Technologies, Barnes Group, and Eaton Corporation. Doug has an engineering degree from Alfred University and an MBA from Dartmouth College. Doug, it's an honor and a privilege to have you here.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So let's jump right into the questions here. I know we only have a limited amount of time. So we'd like to welcome LG to the 2023 AHR Expo, obviously. Can you fill us in on your thoughts of the event so far and share some of the innovations LG is introducing at this year's event?
Sure. Well, it's been a wonderful event. HR with COVID has had kind of a lack of participation, you know, for obvious reasons over the last few years. And so I've seen so many more people than I have last year or even pre-COVID, because there's this thirst for getting more information about all the different technologies that have come out over the last few years. So it's been wonderful.
Yeah, the hallways have certainly been full. I feel like, I know attendance was down a little bit compared to say a Chicago or a Las Vegas, but there are a lot of people here.
Yeah, for Atlanta especially, it's a great turnout so far.
So do you want to go into some of the stuff that you guys are introducing here at the show? Some of the stuff that maybe hits that decarbonization or electrification box?
Yeah, and you know, what we're introducing is aligned with the trends that we see in the market. And so primarily I see two trends with it respect to commercial and residential air conditioning. First is electrification, right? Everybody is talking about that right now, removing fossil fuels from how we heat and cool. And then the second being kind of the optimization or hybridization of systems. And so what we're introducing really aligns with both those things. LG doesn't make any products in our air conditioning company that burns fossil fuels. So everything runs on electricity. So all of the heat pumps that we're coming out with, every single type of system that we have aligns with any of the codes or rebates or tax credits that the government and each individual state is trying to push forward, which is great for the environment and great for the industry. So in terms of the individual products that are coming out, we have a few. So LG for commercial air conditioning has traditionally been a VRF manufacturer, variable refrigerant flow. And so we're coming out about a year with a new product called the Multi-VI. And so that's our next generation of VRF. The I stands for it's innovative, intelligent, and interactive. And so that's going to allow us not only to have a bigger capacity, higher efficiencies, but also integrate with a lot of our controls and be able to provide information to a building owner or to a contractor, service contractor, or even to a local representative about how the system is working and how to interact with it. So that's really important for VRF. But then also the technology that goes into VRF, the variable speed compressor, right? Being able to bring that to all the traditional different type of systems and applications out there is really what you see. So we've applied that to a chiller. It's really not even a chiller anymore because it does heating. So it's a air to water heat pump. We have that. So if somebody has a chiller out there and they want to get rid of their boiler, they can buy our heat pump chiller. And that's going to meet a lot of the local codes that they'll see with there. You can also take a chiller and apply that and remove a boiler from, say, a water source heat pump system. Or if you need to supplement a ground source heat pump system, if your wells are changing temperature over time, you can use that and, again, remove fossil fuels from what you're doing. And so a lot of our products that, you, if you come by the booth or see them on our website, lghvac.com, all align with those trends that we're seeing in the market.
Right, and it's not just the equipment itself, it's the components inside the equipment. We're talking about the drives, we're talking about the refrigerants. All of these are checking those decarbonization boxes. Can you talk a little bit maybe about the refrigerants that are used in that heat pump chiller or perhaps the VRFI?
Sure, so our products currently use R410A as a refrigerant. And there's various global codes and initiatives to reduce the global warming potential of those refrigerants. California then took that one step further beyond what the EPA was trying to do and said, okay, we're going to say by 2024, all chillers, for example, need to have a GWP below, I think, 750. Yeah. And so then other air conditioners, 2025, and then VRF, 2026. And so we're going to be aligned with basically CARB, so basically the first U.S. code that with refrigerant changes, and we're going to be moving to R32.
Okay.
And so when that happens, we already produce those products other places in the world. So this is nothing that will be complicated for us. We already have them ready, and it's just about when do people want them and introducing those into America as those standards come into effect.
Right. Obviously, the technologies in the industry are changing. Do you see any more that are really keeping up with, that the industry is really keeping up with as far as decarbonization and electrification goes?
Well, really, in 2021, the DOE came out with, hey, here for all the different systems that you have in your buildings and commercial air conditioning, this is the options that you have to align with electrification. Just about every option they had was something associated with a heat pump, right? So do you have a heat pump? Do you have something VRF related? Because that's also what they called out in that article. And so really it's about if you're gonna continue along those lines, how can you make sure that your heat pump is also variable speed, right? Like right. VRF is, like an inverter compressor is. So have it truly variable. So not only are you doing heating through electricity, you're also doing it efficiently.
So on the flip side, as we see heat pumps on the rise, what HVAC technologies or equipment do you see that are declining?
Well, anything that uses fossil fuels.
Right? Right.
So boilers definitely are slowly being phased out. In fact, you know, California and New York, they, I believe, you know, either, depending on the state, before 2030, they won't be able to use those products in new buildings. You know, the ability to even get gas to your building, if it's a new building, will be challenging. And so that those technology, anybody that uses a fossil fuel burning piece to either create heat or to create power is going to have a difficult time.
Sure, and that equipment, I mean, it'll be around for a little while longer, but you think the long game is that stuff's essentially going to be phased out.
Yeah, no doubt. And you know, LG is also involved in other products besides air conditioning, right? We see that in kitchen stoves, for example. You know, the electrification is going to hit everywhere in the household regarding that.
Okay, so Doug, we got one more question here. You mentioned California, and obviously the regulations there are a little stricter than perhaps in some other states across the union. But how has state and government regulations impacted HVAC manufacturers? And do you consider government intervention a positive or a negative?
To first answer whether it's positive or negative, I think it's somewhat both, right? So, and it depends who you are, what you want, what you're trying to do. In terms of the environment, it's definitely positive because you're removing that fossil fuel threat, and that's why the government has to provide that stick, basically, through code. At the same time, the government is providing a whole lot of carrots in terms of rebates, in terms of credits. The Inflation Reduction Act that just came out had billions of dollars associated to both residential and commercial buildings, either through rebates or tax credits, to help move people along. Yes, we know this is different, we know this is change, but it's change we need to do, and so we're going to provide the economic incentive for you to move forward with that.
Yeah, sometimes the industry needs a little nudging, right? They need a roadmap, they need a little navigation to get there, and that's sometimes what government regulations do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Doug, it's been great spending some time with you. For those who are tuning in, if they're interested in connecting more with you or LG or learning more about what you guys have available on the show floor here, where should they turn?
They should go to our website, lghvac.com, and either look at the information we have there or be able to get in touch with their local representative that represents LG.
All right, perfect. So lghvac.com. Doug, we appreciate your time today, and we'll let you get back to showcasing what you do best over at the LG booth, and we hope to catch up again with you real soon.
Thank you very much.